Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Patricia is in Dublin. Patricia, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Damien.
But it wasn't a good morning to you this morning.
No,
you got up as normal and then what?
Looked out the window and this massive bonfire. Well, when I say bonfire, the makings of a bonfire.
Yeah.
In the field behind my house and the houses across from me.
Right, so what is there? Pallets. Right.
Beds. Mostly pallets, actually. Like big pieces of wood, not little small pieces.
Yeah, yeah. Industrial pallets, yeah.
Yeah.
Go on, what else? Beds.
There's trolleys, shopping trolley, a flatbed trolley. And you know the one the milkman would take his milk into a shop in?
Yeah.
One of them. Like, the field is absolutely destroyed.
Now, when did... Last night when you went to bed and lights out, it wasn't there. And this morning, it was. So this all was dumped there overnight.
Well, I think I know what happened.
Because
I seen an elderly gentleman piling up the pallets. And I shouted to him, and he just ignored me. But I heard later on that there's a vacant house. And the lads were obviously storing the stuff in his back garden. So the council probably wouldn't collect it out of his garden.
Ah.
So he was taking it out of the garden and bringing it around to the field. Now, I'm just making that assumption.
Right.
But that's what it sounds like.
But did you see anybody else helping him or putting the stuff there?
No, he was on his own.
Okay.
He had gloves on him and he was carrying, you know. Now, at this stage, it had been built quite high anyway.
Yeah.
When I seen this.
But is it built in the shape of a bonfire, or do you think that maybe they're just storing the stuff there to bring it somewhere else?
I think there's too much now at the moment for them to take away, for kids to take away. There's too much stuff. So my fear is that that could go on fire tonight.
Now, you've sent us in photographs.
Mm.
Your garden backs onto this small park, you could call it. And there are other houses around there as well, and their future. There's not a hope, Patricia. Anyone with an ounce of sense would think about setting fire to the pallets and to all that rubbish there. There's no way, because your house would probably go up, the trees that are there would go up, and it'd be more than pallets that'd be on fire.
Well, August 12 months ago, across the field, you know, my house, sent you in three photographs. One of mine, one of the houses.
You see, it's a small little park. It's not a big, huge park with a bonfire in the middle of it.
This is what I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
August 12 months ago, there was wood stored there and it was set alight in the summer and the fire brigade had to be called.
Well, I tell you, if that was set alight where it is at the moment, you'd be a goner.
I know, but I rang the council.
Yeah.
I told them about it. I was panic-stricken and so far, it's still there.
What did they say to you when you rang them?
They said that they had, you know, trucks going around and, you know, that they'd get to me.
Yeah, because that's...
Or they'd get it taken away. But my fear is, because there's a gang of youths. Now, I'm not saying that about the youths, and I'm not one of these anti-young bonfires. You know, I understand kids like to have fun at Halloween, but it's just how dangerous the spot is in. It's not in a spot that's safe.
No, there's no way, as I said, there is no way that anybody would think that they could light a bonfire there and have whatever fun they want to have without it actually interfering with the houses beside.
Yeah, but these gang you used for climbing over a back wall yesterday and I shouted at them, you know, so I can't say that these youths wouldn't set it alight.
Okay, so had they anything to do with the bonfire? No.
Obviously, they because they were able to climb over this wall, so the wood must have been stacked up at the back for them to get back out. They were able to get back out over the wall. We're talking about a high wall.
Yeah, no, I'm just not following you, because you were saying this morning that you said that there was a man on his own piling the stuff there. Where did the young lads come into it?
From that vacant house.
All right. As I said, where did they come into it? You saw a man this morning on his own piling up the stuff there.
But I seen young lads getting into this back garden. I didn't see them with any wood on them, but they had bangers and they were letting off bangers.
Right.
And I shouted to them last night. They didn't, because they would have been in school. I didn't see any young lads this morning. I just seen this man. But he was obviously out for barely, because by the time I seen it was the size you're seeing it.
And 51551 are text, by the way, on this. Like, bonfires, they are illegal. I know in the 12th up the north, they have these massive bonfires, but they are illegal, and for obvious reasons. Has there ever been, did you say there was one lit there some time ago, last August you're saying?
12 months ago.
And were the fire brigade called?
They were, yeah.
And how close was it to...
It wasn't against my side, it was the opposite side.
Right. But were any of the houses...
Like a few yards from where that bonfire is.
Yeah, but were any of the other houses in danger of going up as well?
Well, the fire brigade had to get over the wall and the tree, you know, the shrubs went up in flames and the wall was all blackened.
Sure.
You know, where the fire had gone up the wall.
Yeah. Now, you're not alone there. You have neighbours. What have they been saying?
I went into a neighbour this morning and she rang the county council, but three attempts and she still hadn't got an answer from them. She didn't even get an answer to her phone call. So she actually took the photographs because I wouldn't know how to do it.
Right.
We went around and took the photographs.
Did you contact the guards?
No.
No.
I don't think the guards would do anything. They'd say it's nothing to do with them.
Yeah, unless it's lit.
Yeah.
Maybe then they would come with the fire brigade.
Well, I'd be ringing the fire brigade. I wouldn't be ringing the guards.
But at the moment, it's council property, although the wood is piled up right beside 2 feet from your back wall.
Yeah.
As I said, Patricia, I'd say it's not built like a bonfire for a start, because it's kind of lengthways. If you look at the photos.
I would say, but
there's no way that somebody's going to light a bonfire there. They're obviously storing it. Or maybe it's just a case. I know we're almost in the Halloween mode and Brexit and 31st of October and we're leaving and all of that sort of stuff. And maybe you're adding two and two that since we're in that season that's what's been put together here. But maybe it was actually just somebody, an elaborate fly tipping, no?
No, I don't think so.
You think it's material?
I honestly don't think so, no.
Right.
No. Because the trolleys in the field are used to carry stuff.
Yes.
You know, they wouldn't be there. You know, and they're left there.
Mm.
So, and they're moved around the field. So it's not as if they were just dumped there and they're left in the one spot.
Yeah. And did any of the other neighbours or anybody say, sure, let them, it's only a bit of fun, sure, bonfire
well,
at Halloween.
I only knocked into one neighbour and she was horrified. She hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
Until I said to her, do you want to go up and have a look at it?
Yeah,
I'm horrified.
But under any circumstances,
and people coming through. It's a field that you cut through from the bus stop.
Okay.
You know, to another part of an estate, and people coming through with dogs were all standing there horrified and saying, "My God."
Okay. All right, Patricia. Well, look at I think we'll probably tweet the photographs. But as I said, it's difficult to know.
Don't tweet them because I don't want to be.
All right. Okay. We won't then.
Yeah.
I have them here. Right. That's no problem. You sent them in to us. That's fine.
Because you could send them to the county council if you want to.
Yeah. Okay. Because if it identifies where you live and you don't want to obviously draw any more attention to the situation.
No,
you just want the council to come out.
I mean, I really have no objection to kids.
Yeah.
You know.
You're not being a killjoy, per se.
No, and I don't want to be.
Yeah.
But this is quite dangerous.
Yeah. Well, as you said, you know, all it would take is somebody, maybe even today or tonight or tomorrow, they won't wait till the 31st of October to come and set that alight. And with all that material there, I mean, you want to have the fire brigade pretty nearby to come and try and deal with it. Anyway, let us know how you get on, Patricia, all right?
Okay.
You have put in a call to the council. I think we might put in a call as well just to see and clarify.
I think they did. The guy I was speaking to said he sent an email to the council.
Yeah, because I just wonder, obviously this isn't the only bonfire that's potentially going to be built between now and the end of the month. I'd just love to know what the laws are or what people should do. Who should they contact if they see young guys or young women or old guys or old women or whoever putting the ingredients together to light a bonfire? What do you do? Who do you contact? Is it the Gardaí? Is it the council? Who is it?
Yeah, well, I rang the council because I thought they'd be the ones that, because it's on council property.
Yeah, well, we've contacted them as well, I see here. We've had no reply yet. But look, we'll keep on top of it and you keep us up to speed as well on that. Patricia, thanks a million for contacting us, though.
Thanks very much,
Jamie. All right, you're welcome. No problem. All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
51551 joe@rte.ie. We're just going to go back to Patricia earlier on, opened her back door this morning to see a bonfire being built, or what she thinks is a bonfire, 3 or 4 weeks before Halloween. Debbie Murphy is on the line. Hi, Debbie. You're listening to Patricia, and she really doesn't know what to do. She's contacted the council as of we. What's your own experience of that?
It's just a very quick thing to mention. Last year in Coolmine there in Dublin 15, they have a recycling centre, which is fantastic, and they had an amnesty for, I think it was the month of October, for wood and mattresses and stuff, just to avoid children getting their hands on that sort of material.
Right.
So it's worth mentioning or having a look at your local recycling centre to see, are they still doing that? Because it was great last year. I used it myself and...
So for nothing, you can go and you can dump mainly wood, you're saying.
I don't know.
For no cost.
I'm not sure what it was. Yeah, yeah. The fee was waived as a way of avoiding people getting out.
Okay, encouraging. So wood and mattresses and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting rid of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely worth your while to contact them, even. Or they should move that stuff anyway, because it does only take one pool to light, and that's what happened.
Yeah. But isn't it a terrible thing that Patricia is there? Now, this is right outside her back garden, right with a few feet, from her house. And, if somebody did like this, there would be major, major problems for her. But isn't it terrible if she doesn't know what to do? Like, is it up to her, I wonder, to go and try and organise a van to take all this away? You know, is it the council?
Contact the council, council should take it away.
All right, listen, thanks for that, Debbie. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks a million, Debbie. I appreciate your call. Uh-huh. Matt Kavanagh is in Dublin 24. Hello, Matt. Go ahead. On the bonfires.
Hi, Damien. How are you?
Good.
How you doing? Patricia, you don't know roughly what area she in, what council area she in.
We do, but we'll tell you maybe later if you can help her, because she doesn't want to identify where she is.
Okay, well, if it's South Dublin County Council area, she can also email fixmystreet.ie. It's an email address. Sometimes it's difficult enough to get them on the telephone or messages or whatever, but that's one of the ways she can contact South Dublin County Council.
What's that email again?
It's fixmystreet.ie.
Fixmystreet.ie.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
And do you work with the Gardaí and
I'm a volunteer with Kilimanin Neighbourhood Watch. I'm one of the coordinators myself. A lot of the residents here. It's a very large estate in Dublin 22. We have had ongoing problems for a lot of years here because we're surrounded by industrial estates, so easy access to fuel for bonfires. But the Neighbourhood Watch group decided to do an initiative last year where we contacted all the local businesses. Most of them, the high-risk ones, such as tyre centres and places that have pallets, we hand-delivered a leaflet just asking them to store securely their pallets and their tyres and not supply them to the kids, obviously, for bonfires. And be extra vigilant for the month of September and October when the collections happen. That was very successful, albeit for one or two companies that supplied some tyres to the kids. It cut back a lot of it. Now, even after saying that, as I was saying to one of your colleagues there, the South Dublin County Council took away 800 pallets on the couple of days leading up to Halloween last year. So you can imagine the size of that's about a third of the entire pallets that were taken in by South Dublin County Council. So you can imagine the size. It's a site that borders the M50 and the Lewis tracks. So it's very accessible for the lads that want to party. In fact, we know that people came from all over the city because of the previous year the bonfire was so big, it was the place to be. So we cut that back big time last year.
I'm looking at a flyer here. Don't fuel the fire. Is that yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how we set up that last year. Basically, we supplied 2,500 houses in our area with the asking the residents not to throw out their rubbish or not to supply it. Because some people think, listen, it's tradition. The kids just want to do a bonfire, but they don't realise, look, they're causing problems for their neighbours that may have problems breathing or asthma or whatever. also we did about 50 of the adjoining businesses, some large, some small, hand delivered ones. Now we had good success rate with those, but it was just an initiative we took on ourselves.
Yeah. So what are the main pieces of advice that you give to the households and to the businesses at this time of the year, to try not fuel the fire, as you say?
Don't fuel the bonfire, and basically it is to lock away any combustible materials. Let it be pallets or wheelie bins, or some of the guys have these 1,100 litre plastic bins. Lock those away securely. We have a couple of retail centres here, so they have these flat trolleys. I won't mention names of the companies, but they ask them to keep those locked up, because obviously that's what they're using to transport them. Now I have to commend the young guys for their ingenuity of, you know, they were wheeling stuff into this bonfire site up to 2 and 3 in the morning coming up to last Halloween, and the previous year. Their stamina was tremendous. But look, we're not against bonfires. We're not against traditional bonfires. It's just, you know, the size and the scale of the bonfires that were happening.
What are the risks? We might show a couple of lads maybe in a field near a housing estate setting or lighting a bonfire. What are the risks locally in a built-up area?
In a built-up area, it's not even the pieces, the little pieces of wood or pallets or whatever. It's the other stuff, the household refuse. There was couches, tyres, wheels, all that sort of stuff. Now, we have Greta Thunberg and the Friday... and it's young people are leading that, and with Colin and maybe some of the school teachers to highlight the fact that the stuff that's being burnt, it isn't just gone after it's burnt in your area, that it has an ongoing problem, particularly people that have problems with breeding or whatever in the area. And we're an area that there's quite a large community of older folks in this area. It brings, you know, these bonfires and bangers bring fear, and, you know, people.
But is there the risk of, the embers of a fire, if there's a bit of wind or whatever in a built-up area there, causing serious damage maybe to houses or cars? Have you ever come across that?
Absolutely. Yeah. And our site adjoins the M50. So if the wind is blowing in the wrong direction, it means closing down the M50, because you're going to have the smoke from the tyres or whatever, other plastics that's being burnt. More than that, we were aware of the fact that there was guys coming from all over the city to this fantastic bonfire in Kilnamanna. And kids are kids and they have a bit of fun, but when there's very large groups of them, there was one guy who was very badly injured last year because a fight broke out over a mobile phone or something, and he ended up with very, very severe injuries in Tallaght Hospital afterwards. But once that happened, in fairness to Gardaí, they moved in en masse and moved everybody on. But it's not the little bonfire that the kids are going from door to door and having a look at a bonfire. We're talking about very, very large scales of that.
So what do you think that Patricia could actually do? She's contacted the council. There is a gathering of these pallets right at her back wall. As I said, who knows whether they're going to set them alight there or whether they're just storing them to take somewhere else. But what should she do?
Well, I would contact the Gardaí. It's no harm, ring our local Garda station. Also, her local public representatives, whether it's councillors or RTDs, are worth a call. We have some great councillors and we had great help from most of the councillors here in the area last year, and I'm sure it's no different wherever Patricia is. But this bonfire issue, if we can take away the fuel to it, and people get back to the little traditional bonfire that you bring your kids down to, that's fine, but this is a much larger scale. But the burning carbon, or the times we live in now, you can't burn something in your backyard.
Yeah, but some of the stuff that has been thrown on these bonfires as well, be very toxic. The fumes, I'm sure, could be very dangerous. Yeah. But here's another thing. You put this flyer into all the houses around Kilnamanna there. Do not supply or leave materials that can be used for bonfires. Number 2, secure all waste materials could be taken. Number 3, secure all trolleys, wheelie bins, pallets in a safe and secure place. Number 4, report any stockpiles of materials that you see, and so on and so forth. That's what it's about. Yeah. It's very good advice, good reminder to people of the time of year, and not to be leaving material around, which people might be going around houses houses or building sites or whatever, trying to round up. What do you say to the petrol stations? You know, crowd of lads rock up on the 30th of October, looking for to buy a couple of litres of petrol.
Yeah, it's yet another source of fuel for the bonfire. I would doubt if any legitimate garage is going to supply. You know, you can't get petrol from a garage unless you have a proper can, or certainly you shouldn't. Like, the day of getting a little pint of petrol or a bottle of petrol ever is gone. But there's an intimidation factor in this as well, that you know these gang of lads pull up outside, and there's one lad or one girl in a petrol station. Those sorts of issues there. But I think it needs to be a top down issue, that the businesses, let whether they're big multinationals, you know, in the retail parks here or the warehousing that we have around, you know, to just be made aware of the fact that, you know, this is the time of year when,
right.
And it comes back and then, because you light them outside, or, you know, they go back and they light the pallets outside the business.
We see it when clubs win, and we'll see it between now and Christmas, and GA clubs around the country that'll win a county final, maybe for the first time in 30 years or whatever. The first thing that'll be lit, obviously, is a bonfire, is a welcome home. So, the idea of a bonfire being all, as you said, bad, it kind of signifies a celebration as well, and there's a tradition there, and they're kept under control too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And as I'm a Clondalkin man, so we've a few things to celebrate with you Gavin, this year. We won't be lighting too many bonfires in Clondalkin for them, but
out around round towers, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right,
but
listen.
No, we're not talking about tradition.
Yeah.
It's when it gets into intimidation of the locals and the older people feel, you know, afraid. There's also, you know, people that live near bonfires. They're often, you know, even though, you know, they're afraid to report stuff, or even if they don't report stuff, somebody sees the lights on their house and they think they're after ringing the guards or whatever. So these little things. The final thing, Damien, would be, like, could parents just be aware that their kids, you know, aren't out for the 3 or 4 days. We're not talking about the 20-year-olds or whatever. The younger kids, when they get midterm break, that they know where their kids are, and the maybe the teachers might say, "Look, we'll be environmentally friendly with this thing, and don't be born in tires."
Very good. Listen, good advice there, Matt. Keep up the good work out there where you are, and thanks very much for that.